Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One thing that keeps me smiling these days is prayers kids offer and questions kids ask. I guess that's two things, isn't it? Prayers like, "Dear God, how come you haven't invented any new animals lately? We still have just all of the old ones." That was John. Nan is 5. She prayed, "Dear God, who draws the line around the countries?" Dennis prayed, "Dear God, my grandpa says you were around when he was a little boy. How far back do you go?" Jeff said, "Dear God, it is great the way you always get the stars in the right places." My granddaughter Sophie thinks I'm very wise, so she asks me questions like, "Why did God make mosquitoes? They bite me. Why would he do that?" I've wondered this too. God created the heavens and earth and all that's in them, even mosquitoes, and then called it very good. Were mosquitoes cuddly until sin entered the world? Were they good pets? I don't know. I'm told that mosquitoes are useful as plant pollinators and that fish and birds find them tasty. But mosquitoes find me tasty. Here's one thing I do know. The guy who invented mosquito repellent started from scratch. Don't you think? Grandson Andre asked one day, "Can God read our minds?" Yes. Scary thought. King David told his boy Solomon, "The Lord sees every heart and knows every plan and thought." Psalm 139 says, "O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away." God knows it all and still loves and forgives us. Some questions are harder to answer than others. What do you do when a grandchild asks, "How can I know the Bible is true?" Well, you thank God that they're learning to think and question. Then you panic a bit, knowing they have the attention span of, well, a mosquito, and you rack your brain for a quick story. And while I was hoping the story would arrive, I said, "That's such an important question. I wondered that too, and I found some good answers. I've been to many of the places mentioned in the Bible. It's so cool to be where Jesus walked." When the Bible was written, some people believed strange things. For one thing, they were afraid of the sun, the moon, and the stars. Know why? They thought they were alive. Some thought the stars were the moon's children. People in Egypt thought the stars were gods. But the Bible says they were created by God, and He controls them. I said, "When you were a baby, there was an eclipse. The sun's light was blocked for a while by the moon. The moon looked like it was disappearing. You know what I did? I ran around screaming, 'Ah!'" No, I didn't. Long ago, the Chaldeans did. They lived near Israel and thought that an eclipse happened because the moon was mad at the earth, so it turned its face away. Some thought a ginormous animal ate the sun, an animal with a very strong stomach. An eclipse freaked people out. But you know what God said in the Bible? This: "Don't be afraid of special signs in the sky, even though the other nations are afraid of them." When you look up at the night sky, you can know that God created it all, and He will keep everything in space humming along as it should. Grandpa and Grandma trust God, and we trust the Bible. Well, it was the shortest answer I could think of from someone they have no reason not to trust entirely. My granddaughter's next question was much, much easier. We went to a wedding, Grandpa, and they kissed right there in the church. "Is that okay?" I said, "You bet your boots it is, but you gotta promise me something. No kissing until you're 30, okay?"
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper: encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.